Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning, everyone. We're so glad you're able to join us this morning. We hope today honors and blesses our Lord as it informs you and leads you in your life.
Good morning, everyone.
I'm Hans, and welcome to The Harvest. And this is my beautiful bride sitting next to me, Amy.
Good morning. Thank you all for joining us today. We have a great show. I'm so excited. We decided today we are going to really speak to the baby boomers out there. So if you're a baby boomer, turn the volume up.
For multiple reasons, but yeah.
We are a senior care show. Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you to Senior Provisions, our sponsor. Senior Provisions is a faith-based senior care consulting company. We are no cost to families. Our advisors help families and seniors navigate through levels of care, finding the best quality care out there. So thank you, Senior Provisions, for hosting us, sponsoring us, and we have a great show today. I can't wait to get started.
We have the topic of our show today is coming from one of our listeners, Leslie from Alpharetta.
So we've been asking our listeners to submit some questions, and Leslie from Alpharetta submitted a very kind of personal story. Her dad had a stroke just recently, mm-hmm. and the consequences of that stroke is some memory loss, some vascular dementia as right. he's recovering. His brain was very much affected. And then on top of that, 3 years ago, her mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And they're both in their 80s and both are experiencing cognitive decline. Mm-hmm. So her question to us, which is a question we're asked often, is I'm worried that this could affect me as I age.
Right.
Is there anything I can do to improve my brain health now in my 60s?
Mm-hmm. Well, and we often speak to large groups and church organizations about this very topic.
We do. We have a presentation about gratitude and the positive effects of gratitude physically and cognitively. So we're excited to talk today about brain health and answer Leslie's question and many of our listeners' questions about prevention and improvement of their cognitive functioning. So excited. I think this question's kind of wrapped up a lot in some anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we hope this brings peace to Leslie, and we know that it affects a lot of you out there. And so we're talking about health, and we're talking about our bodies failing, and that leads us to talking about the world we live in and that we are living in sin. And our bodies are promised to us to decay because of that sin. It makes me think of 2 Corinthians 4:16. That is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day.
Absolutely. I mean, I think the world we live in is touched by sin, and the effects of aging on our bodies and our minds can be felt. It's such a promise from mm-hmm. God that he's renewing our inward man, mm-hmm. even though our outward man is declining.
Right.
So I think that's great encouragement for today.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So the top strategies to slow down decline and possibly even prevent some memory loss is, I think the first thing that doctors are always saying is your nutrition, eating healthy. And there are some great things that you can do, simple things. Okay, so I hope no one has turned off the radio now that we've started talking about eating right. And there are, you know, anytime you start talking about eating healthy, you start thinking about big, major changes. But be encouraged. I think adding in some smaller things throughout your daily routine that increase your antioxidants, mm-hmm. increasing your omega-3s, small little changes. For example, we started a few years back. We loved to go blueberry picking. Blueberries mm-hmm. are awesome for brain health. And just taking a handful of blueberries, throwing it in your cereal in the morning, tossing it into your smoothie, throw some greens in. Great way to incorporate those items into your daily diet. And then you can't forget the fatty omega-3s. So we were talking about this. So our brain is...
It's a chemistry set.
Yeah.
And I think when we talk about nutrition, we also have to talk about hydration and that all that works together. But the fatty acids that you get from seeds and nuts and from oily fish are so imperative to maintaining a brain health.
Yeah, our brains are fat. And so when we lose that, a little bit of that brain tissue and that fat is burned off of our brains, it has to be refreshed and renewed.
Mm-hmm.
So eating that daily helps ensure any loss that you have of omega-3s in your brain gets restored.
Right.
So I also am a huge fan of turmeric.
Mm-hmm.
Turmeric is a really popular supplement right now, but it's been getting a lot of news because of its positive effects as an anti-inflammatory.
Right.
So if you think about your brain and the inflammation mm-hmm. that can happen through disease process and stress, countering it with an anti-inflammatory and turmeric is not a real popular.
No, I mean, it's found a lot in Asian foods and Indian foods, Middle Eastern foods, but it's a great kind of background flavor that you'll identify in curry dishes. But it's something that's a great additive to coffees, to soups. We'll put it in smoothies. It's just a great background flavor, kind of an earthy flavor. But yeah, it's terrific for your brain health. I mean, it's funny how many body systems have commonalities. I think of your dental health, your mouth health, and the buildup of tartar. Well, the same thing happens in your brain when these fatty acids break down. Your synapses are not working as healthy, and then you develop plaque that separates these brain cells from communicating with each other, and things like turmeric come in and they break out that tartar, and they improve that connection to the synapse and how you're
riding. Something really simple you can add in. Another great strategy, of course, I'm going to kind of get quiet about this and let you take this one, but is daily exercise.
Mm, yeah. The pregnant pause is entered here. yeah. She tosses it to me. I am not an exerciser. But if you put a ball in front of me and an objective, I will outwork most people my age to win whatever the goal is. And it's so funny. I mean, if you told me I got to run from, you know, down to this intersection and I've got nothing else going on, I couldn't do it. But yet I could run for 2 hours, 3 hours, chasing a basketball, running down a tennis ball. I've got it. And so that's what I do. I gravitate towards those things that, I guess, engage me in many other ways other than, hey, you're going to run from A to B and somehow distract yourself from the active feeling of dying.
Well, in that, if you exercise, that's awesome. I mean, doing 30 minutes three or four times a week really can impact your health. It can impact heart disease and diabetes, and all of that also enhances your brain health. So if you're not an active kind of person, find something that you can do. Think about our teenager who dances. She mm-hmm. could dance for hours, mm-hmm. but put her on a treadmill and you get a lot of complaining. So find something you love to do and do it.
Well, I think what this goes with nutrition, you start off with the small things and you build from there. And you know, you hear it from people and maybe you've not experienced it, but if you start building with the small things, you do feel incremental improvements in your well-being, your
Absolutely.
Sense of how you're feeling each and every day. And that will build up. And there are those days where if you've done that long enough and you have that one brownie or whatever it is, you definitely feel like, oh boy, I just, you know, put it back on slow.
Chocolate is good for brain health,
yes,
too.
Don't forget chocolate.
Don't knock the brownies.
It's a vegetable.
Well, before we head to break, another great thing to do for your brain is something kind of simple, and I think a lot of older adults take it for granted, especially when they're home and they're not driving anymore and being very isolated, is to get out and learn something new. Mm-hmm. Join a Bible study. Learn a new worship song. Interact socially. I can't think of any better place to learn something new than sitting in the church pew, or turn on the television if you can't drive and you can't get out.
Right.
Assisted livings have Bible studies. They've got senior centers have all sorts of educational talks. And to go out and learn something new, but then socially interacting with other individuals, you're really creating the new connections in your brain.
And right. You're helping those synapses. I mean, it's uncanny. You go back to the Bible and it's the word, worship, and fellowship. And that's what we're talking about.
Absolutely. Well, this is a great time to take a break. We have been talking about strategies for great brain health. And when we come back, we're going to continue that discussion. So thank you and come right back.
My dad grew up during the Depression, served his country, worked hard, and always took care of us. Now he needs care and I can't do it alone. I made the mistake of looking online for help. Suddenly, my inbox was full and my phone was ringing off the hook with salespeople. I even spoke with a nice young girl who clearly knew as little about senior care as I did. She was already setting up tours to see facilities before she knew anything about my dad. To make things worse, his private information was shared with everyone. After hearing my nightmare, a neighbor told me to call Senior Provisions.
Senior Provisions believes that you and your dad deserve better. Our experienced advisors will spend the time to understand your needs and provide true solutions while protecting your privacy. Now that is true advocacy. We are Senior Provisions, helping Georgia families find senior care. This is too important to trust to just anyone. Call us today, 888-979-TRUE, 888-979-8783.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Harvest. Today we've been talking about brain health after sick. We've talked about hydration and nutrition and how important those are to your brain health and cognitive function. And we moved on to talk about exercise, a very not so popular topic amongst the two of us,
but very necessary.
And we talked about how we put that in our lives in a way that's effective for us. And then we talked about renewing those connections or recreating those connections in your brain with taking on new activities. We worked with Bible study.
Yes. Bible study is great for learning new things and
worship through learning new songs, new worship songs, maybe playing an instrument, taking on the act of playing a new instrument, and social interaction. And that all came back to God's word, worship, and fellowship. And now we're going to lead on into reducing stress.
Stress is such a factor in brain health. And it's so kind of casually people say, oh, you need to reduce your stress. Well, you're in the middle of stress. It's a really difficult thing to do. Mm-hmm. I know from God's word in John, Jesus kind of tells us about having peace in your life. And he says in John 4:27, the peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I don't give you as the world gives you. Don't let your hearts be troubled and don't be afraid. And I just love that because he's saying the peace that the world says, calm down, relax, chill out, is not on any level with the peace of your heart and your mind that I can provide you. Your mom always says, you know, count your blessings. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're in the middle of a stressful time, remember those things that God has done for you. Mm-hmm. The troubles, waters that he has walked through with you, the storms he's brought you through. reflect back on all of his goodness in your life, and the people around you that love you and support you. Count your blessings.
Right. And that reassures his dominion in your life. I mean, that's really fundamentally what you need to do is to, like you're saying, go back and count those blessings. Think about those trials that God has brought you through and see his dominion in that and know that, you know, his perfection is made through you.
Absolutely. Well, I think there's no greater way to reduce your stress than through prayer. Mm-hmm. And we live in the South, and prayer at dinner time is a full event. And we pray for everyone around the table and everything good that happened today and all the food and the hands that prepared it. And that's awesome. Every time I hear you pray at our family table, first thing you do is what? You take a deep breath.
Mm-hmm.
And when you take a deep breath, oxygen gets in your brain. Your body breathes in all of this wonderful oxygen, goes up to your brain, circulates your blood, and it slows your heart rate. You close your eyes. You shut out all that external stimuli going on, all those distractions of the world. Hopefully you're not praying with your phone in your hand. And you have a moment where you can relax. And so I would encourage everyone, you want great brain health, commit to having a daily prayer time where you can take a deep breath, be with your Father, and get renewed.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could have a whole show on a Bible study and the frequent use of the present perfect in the Bible.
Mm.
It often gets interpreted as a singular event, pray, be of faith, sanctification. We think of these things as moments, and often these verbs are in present perfect, meaning ing, continual, so be in constant prayer. So I think a lot of those things, they're just, it's no accident how God wired us and how much he wants a strong, connected relationship with us. And for that, he's looking for continuity.
Absolutely. He wants us every day to come and get daily bread.
Mm-hmm.
And we need the daily reminder, don't we, of his sovereignty and his love. So I think reflecting back on the question, how can I maintain great brain health? How can I be proactive as I'm aging?
Right.
One of the most important things I recommend always is talk to your doctor and get a baseline.
Well, like what you're saying, these are based off of worries that are not necessarily quantified, identified, or looked at objectively. Much of our life, we kind of ride along and perceive things maybe as they're not exactly happening. So like you're saying, going to see a doctor and getting what's called a cognitive baseline. And you can equate that a lot to, with your children, if they're playing athletic sports, there's a lot of sports out there that start off with a concussion baseline to basically get a base sense of normal brain activity, normal brain function for you specifically. And then if there were an event, you then go back to that and kind of identify, okay, how does this compare post-event to where you were before that? And it's a baseline for cognitive development or cognitive health is very much the same way. It basically puts you on a level platform, gives you a objective test, and you then know really where you are. And then from there, how you're progressing. So it tends to, for most people, take away a lot of the worries that they have.
Yes.
And they go, no, you're actually pretty normal. We all forget our car keys and can't remember where we last put them. We all forget, appointments.
Well, I think that's we get that question a lot. I remember even when we first started doing some of the many mentals, 7-8 years ago with some of our clients, and my mom came to visit.
I was going to say, are you going to talk about your mom?
I'm going to talk about my mom today. So sorry, Mom, but I'm telling her about this mini mental, and it's a great first step in some of our clients assessing, okay, is this some genuine memory loss? Or am I, you know, is there something else going on? I'm going to talk about that in a second. But she was so cute. She's like, hey, could I take that test? And I'm like, absolutely.
It was a test she was going to get an A on.
She was. You could just see the relief come over her face. Like,
oh, yeah, I got that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I think we all think about that. There are days where due to lack of sleep, poor hydration, we haven't been eating right. We could be getting over a sickness or an illness that we're grabbing for words in our minds. We're like often on this show, we don't know what we're going to say next. But that those put your heart at ease, put your mind at ease. Sorry for the pun, but put your mind at ease. Talk to your doctor about that. And I think that...
Well, it makes me think of my aunt, one of my aunts.
Aunt Jane.
A wonderful woman of God, and to much I owe my life experience to. But she was forever doing a crossword puzzle, doing Sudoku. She was always activating her brain in some fashion when she was at rest. And she's very, very sharp. She's in her mid-90s now. She doesn't mind me sharing that, but she's in her mid-90s, lives on a third-floor apartment with nothing but stairs. And
up until recently was driving.
Yep.
Which is a whole nother topic for another day, but very active all the way up into her 90s. Just now starting to see a few signs of some short-term memory loss. And, you know, I think I'm hoping, I don't know if she listens to The Harvest, but we'll have to send her the podcast. But I would give her that scripture that we started with. Don't give up. Paul tells us in all the circumstances when our bodies are dying and our outward man's decaying, that God is faithful and our spirits are being renewed every day. So I love that visual. I don't fight aging. I think aging is an honor to keep walking this earth every day, testifying to Jesus and his goodness and his love and his faithfulness. And
if you're still taking a breath, God has a purpose.
Amen. Well, just to recap, why don't you recap for us about great brain health?
Well, great brain health, we put into some easy topics for you to work on and build your new repertoire. We're talking about eating healthy foods. We identified some very healthy foods for antioxidants and anti-inflammatories, turmeric, blueberries, oily fish, nuts, and seeds. None of that does as well as it could if you're not properly hydrated. So keep that as kind of a 1-2 punch. And then we talked about exercise. Doing something is generally always going to be better than doing nothing. So build from there. You know, start with a short walk and see how that goes and then go from there. We talked about learning new things, getting in God's word, learning new worship songs, fellowshipping. And then we went on to how to relieve stress, remove stress from your life, and those things that happen in your body when you're under stress go away and how important that is. And then we talked about getting a cognitive baseline set so you can kind of remove these worries in your life, in your mind, where you're not as objective, and talk with your doctor and get a sense as to where you are and how you're doing. And then you can understand how you're progressing.
Well, Leslie, I hope that answers your question. And I know that it's probably answered a lot of people's questions on their mind on how to have better brain health. Well, this is going to conclude our show for today. We thank you for joining us. And for more information on upcoming events or to have your senior care questions answered, you can always call us at 888-979-8783 or go online to seniorprovisions.com. God bless and have a great week.
Great news from Rocket Mortgage. You could unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In fact, in the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. That means you could unlock thousands of dollars. And with Rocket Mortgage, you could unlock all that cash in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up, because nobody knows how long these low rates will last. Put your hard-earned money to work. Make your life better. Build a home office, remodel your kitchen, or simply save that cash for a rainy day. Today's rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.25%, 3.48% APR, so you can lock in a great low monthly payment. When you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. That's 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.